So please read Book of James, chapter 3, starting from verse 1.
My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
Amen.
Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
James is talking about the tongue. God has given us all five senses. Everything God created and gave it to us, it is good. It is up to you to use it for the good purpose. But the devil is a liar, he is a deceiver, and he can take anything what God has made and use it for his purposes. Let's read the first verse. It says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Now, when you read this word, somebody will get offended. They will say, the word of God is saying, do not be masters. Now, masters means is not, he's talking here about bosses. He's talking about teachers. He says, don't be so many teachers. Doesn't mean God doesn't want people to teaching other people the word of God. Jesus Christ says what? The harvest is plenty.
Amen.
And the servants, the laborers are few. So he says, pray that we should get more laborers or more workers for the Lord. So then somebody say, then why the word of God is saying, you know, do not be teachers. Even the pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, all of these five ministries God has given to the church. You can see the word of God says, much is given, much is required.
Amen.
If you know more and you don't do what you know, you are guilty. You cannot say, I didn't know. So here the word of God is saying, if you learn the word of God, and if you are not practicing the word of God, You are not supposed to teach anybody.
That's right.
Don't be a teacher.
That's right. Amen.
When you're teaching somebody, the message is not for somebody. Message is for you.
Amen.
I cannot just tell you to do something and I'm not doing it. That's called hypocrisy.
Amen.
I told you one day one man called me to come to his church, and I went to his church and he starts saying, "Pastor Peter, do you mind if I smoke?" I thought he's joking. I said, "No, you cannot smoke. This is a church." He waited 5 more minutes. He said, "Pastor Peter, I asked your permission and you said no. But I'm going to smoke anyhow. Why? Because without a smoking, I cannot preach." I thought, what kind of man is this? And why did I come to this church? So I sat there and started praying. I said, "Lord, shall I get out of this church or wait for a while?" God said, "Wait." I waited. Man smoked. He went to bathroom, washed his face, took a spray, sprayed on his tongue, went in the pulpit and preached the gospel. What did he preach? He says, there is nothing impossible with God. And he gave the altar call. And he prayed for people. People didn't know what he was doing. And then everything finished. We went back to the office. I said, "Sir, you gave the message. There is nothing impossible with God. And you prayed for people. Is that message for somebody or that message for you? You have a problem and you're trying to tell others there is nothing impossible with God. God can help you. Why cannot you pray to God and get a deliverance from your bad habit?" Because the message, before you give it to somebody, check it out if that message is for you. That man says, "Pastor Peter, please pray for me." So what I'm trying to say, the word of God is saying, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that ye shall receive the greater condemnation, greater judgment. One minister, famous minister, TV ministers, doing great works, thousands of people visiting his place, and something happened, and he has to go to jail. How many years the sentences was given? 55 years or more. And I start thinking, why they give this kind of sentence? They start saying, you are a minister. You supposed to know better. So that's what this word is saying. If you are a minister, if you are a teacher, if you are a pastor, knowing that you are going to have a greater condemnation, so you should behave properly according to the word of God. If nobody watches you, God is watching over you. So God has set his people to teach and preach the word of God.
Amen. That's right.
Don't say that because this word says, "I don't want to be a minister." Some people are afraid of ministers. They said, "I don't want to be minister." They will say so many reasons. Ministers are not paid properly. Ministers are always busy. Ministers always praying for somebody. They do not care for their family. They will say so many things. But serving the Lord is the greatest thing in the world.
That's right.
Always think about the high calling.
Amen.
Always think about what can I do for the Lord. If somebody will tell you, if you do something wrong, you will be punished, or we are going to hire you for such a job, but if you don't do right, we will fire you. But we will give you a high salary. Do you think that you say, I'm not going to get this job, they're going to fire me someday? You will never work. If they teach you, if you learn the job, and if they tell you if you do mistake, we'll fire you, you should say, I will never make mistake. I want this job.
Amen.
The same way the Word of God is saying here, don't be a teacher, but if you be a teacher, remember, there will be judgment. So we should be ready to teach, ready to preach. Each time we take the communion, what it says, judge yourself so you should not be judged.
Amen.
Before you preach to somebody, if I tell somebody don't smoke and I'm smoking, that doesn't work.
Amen.
Somebody say, oh, I'm smoking, but you are a young man, you should not be smoking because I'm an old man, I'm going to die anyhow, I don't want you to die. That is hypocrisy.
That's right.
Nobody's going to listen. You remember the story, it's not a real story, made up story, but has some sense. A crab mother had the three baby crabs, and she said to one of her son, son, you should walk straight. So he said, okay, mom, I'll try my best. And he started walking crooked. She said, you're not a good son. You don't listen to me. Stay here. The second son will listen to me. He said, son, now don't walk like him. You walk straight. Okay, mom, I'll try my best. And he started walking crooked. She said, I'm so disappointed. Both children, they don't learn what I teach. Then the third one, she said, now your turn. He said, mom, you walk and show me the straight line you walk. As you walk, I'll walk.
Amen.
The mom says, okay, watch me. And she started walking crooked. Mom, how can you tell us to walk straight when you walking crooked?
Amen.
You walking crooked, we learn to walk crooked.
Amen.
So that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you are a mom and dad and your children watching you, how you talk over telephone, how you talk with other people, how you fight with your husband or mother or father, how you talk with your boyfriend or girlfriend, all these children are listening. They may not watching 24 hours at your face. They might be sitting in another room or somewhere. They will be listening everything what you say and everything what you do. And when they become 18 and they start doing the everything you are doing, you say, why are you doing this? Where did you learn this? They may not have courage to say, you taught me. You're the one doing this and I learned from you. Some of the boys will say, you did what you did do in your young age. Now you're telling us, don't do this and don't do that. If you were not saved, you could say, I'm sorry, I was not saved at that time.
Right.
But if you're born again, you have nothing to say. You cannot say, I'm born again, but I'm sorry I did that. You should not do it. Those people are not going to listen. That's what the Word of God is saying. My brethren, be not many masters or teachers, knowing that he shall receive the greater condemnation or greater judgment.
Right.
Let's go and read verse 2. Anyone can read. James 3, verse 2.
For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body.
Somebody just prayed a few minutes ago, we are not perfect, but we want to be perfect. Sometimes devil is very tricky. When you say I'm not perfect, he say you are not going to be perfect. Once you are born again, child of God, what you supposed to say? You supposed to say, I'm not a sinner.
That's right. Amen.
What you supposed to say, I was a sinner.
That's right.
I was washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. He cleansed me.
Yes.
He washed me.
Yes, he did.
And now my name is written in heaven. Amen. I'm a child of God.
Amen.
And someone says, if you make a mistake, then what happens? If you make a mistake, or if you commit sin, you should not be doing willingly. And if you did by mistake, then you should repent right away.
Amen.
You should not keep it for tomorrow. If you keep it for tomorrow, we just read in James, if you are angry, sin not, and let not sun go down.
Amen.
And do not allow sin to overtake you. So the word of God is saying, we will make a mistake, but do not continuously in sin.
Amen.
Confess and forsake.
Amen.
Then we'll have mercy.
Yes.
According to the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 13. He says, only person will have mercy, that person confess the sins and forsake the sins and put it right with God. Then he will have mercy. You cannot continuously doing sin. So the word of God is saying, we often all, and if you do not often in words or things like that, the word of God says, then you will be a perfect man. And somebody says, I do so many mistakes in my tongue, then I'm not a perfect man. That's not this word is trying to give you comfort. That, you know, we're always going to say something bad. And there are some people, they do it for fun. They keep on using their tongue for fun, doing mischiefs, saying the words doesn't mean anything. And then when they say, I was just kidding. All of these things is not godly. You are not supposed to say things which are meaningless, which doesn't have meaning, or it hurts somebody, or you say something jokingly to hurt somebody. It is not godly thing.
Amen.
It says the word of God. If you start doing offending things or doing something like that, you are not going to be perfect. Means you are not thinking to be perfect. You think, yeah, well, I did this many years and this is my habit and people know that I joke and I'm going to die with joking. You will learn today what the tongue is. You don't take this tongue so easily that this tongue when can take you to hell. So we have to be very watchful. He says, you know, let's read that verse one more time. Verse 2.
For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body.
And able also to bridle the whole body. That means you can control your whole body. Now, if you are not controlling your whole body, that means your whole body is going to go to hell. That's what it is. You have to control it. Keep your tongue bridled in control so you will not go to hell. Now let's read James chapter 3, starting from verse 3. Please read.
Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. It setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell.
Now he is giving an example. If the ship can be turned with a small object, horses can be controlled by this small bridle, and little fire can kindle the whole thousands and thousands of acres burns with a little mischief somebody does. So what is trying to say? Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among your members that is defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So the word of God is saying, our tongue, if you touch the tongue, how many bones you find in the tongue? There's no bone. Okay, you can twist it this way, that way. Oh, that tongue sometimes is so stubborn. You can say a bad words to somebody to hurt somebody. You can do any damage to anybody. You know, if you hit somebody, or punch somebody, not so hard, no bruises will come. But if you say somebody a hurtful thing, they will remember until they die. But if you are born again, child of God, and whatever your wife said, or whatever your husband said, whatever your dad said, whatever your mother said, you should forgive and forget. Amen. Somebody says, I can forgive, but I don't want to forget. I want to remember. Why you want to remember? You want to remember to have a grudge on them. Or tell them, I forgive you, but I remember what you said. That doesn't mean anything. You're causing the same problem, opening the same wound again. Once something you said, and you hurt somebody, you say, I'm sorry, and then what? I will never do it again. That's the only forgiveness you can get. But if you say, I'm sorry, I said something, and you say the same thing again and again, and again you say sorry, and again you say something. Other day one man called me, he said, Pastor Peter, I have a question. If somebody made a mistake or somebody said something, what they supposed to do? Said they should ask forgiveness. And they do again, and they should ask forgiveness, and they do again, they should ask forgiveness. So he said, when keep on committing sin and keep on asking forgiveness, is that okay? I said, sir, first of all, if you are a child of God, you should know, if I commit any sin, I am doing against God. I'm hurting God. And the word of God says, God hates what? Sin. All lying is sin.
Amen.
And somebody says, in the business, if I lie, it's not a sin, because in business, everybody lies. They are not a Christian business people. When I was a businessman, and I did the business when I was born again, before I opened my company, I lay hand on the door. Before I opened the door, I said, Lord, I don't want to lie or do anything wrong. Protect me as I do the business. And even my other bosses and somebody says, you should lie and tell this. I said, no, I'm not going to lie, but I'll do the honest business. I was the good businessman. I used to sell the things like $40,000, $50,000 worth thing in a one day. And other people were sitting there for weeks and could not sell anything. Why? Because I was doing honest business. I kept my tongue, gave it to the Lord. If you are a child of God, if you commit any sin, you should ask forgiveness right away.
That's right.
As I said earlier, according to book of Proverbs, please read that verse, I said it earlier, Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. Please read.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper.
Amen.
But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy.
Okay, now say, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper.
That's right.
But whosoever confesses and what? Forsaketh,
yes,
shall have mercy.
Amen.
Read the verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from the hearing, the law means the word of God, even his prayer shall be abomination to God.
Yes, amen.
So what the word of God is saying, if you commit sin, you have to confess that sins to God and what? Forsake.
That's right.
Then God will have mercy on you.
Amen.
And the same thing is said, if you're not confessing that sin, and living in sin, and saying foul languages, and doing all kinds of mischiefs, and you sit down to pray and say, Lord, listen to me. What God says, your prayer is abomination to me. Don't open your mouth and talk to me, because your mouth is foul. Your mouth is bad. You use your tongue for cursing. You use your tongue for bad things. You cannot pray to God without confessing your sins and ask God to do something for you. Some people say, I prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing happens. And you prayed and thing happened. Why God did not listen my prayer? Isaiah 59, please read. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear.
Why God is not hearing? He says, because your sin has come between God and you, like a wall. So he said, that's why God cannot hear. He says, God's hand is not shortened. His ears are not deaf. But why he is not listening to you? Because you're living in sin. If you're living in sin, if you use your tongue for doing something wrong, and you come to God and start praying, God says, I don't hear you. I don't want to hear you. And he says, your prayer is abomination to me. Don't ever pray that kind of prayer. Even though you say, only one prayer God will listen to sinners. When they say, Lord, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Come into my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior. I promise you I'm going to follow you. And I will never commit these sins again. That sinner's prayer God will answer. Not other prayers, Lord, give me a big car, give me a good job, give me good wife, give me good husband, give me good clothes. Amen. He said, what? God will not hear those kind of prayers. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you.
Amen.
You don't have to ask anything.
Right.
He said, I'll give it to you.
Amen.
If you're living for God,
amen,
if you're working for God, if your heart is belong to God, God knows your needs.
Amen.
Philippians 4:19, what he says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God knows your needs. He will supply your needs. But watch your tongue, watch your eyes, watch your behavior, watch your life. Are you in the Lord or you are out of Lord? Are you Christian or you are a hypocrite? If you say, I go to church, I read the Bible, I pray every day, but I do not do what God says to do. We learned in the previous chapters, do not be a hearer of the word, but what?
Doers
of the word. So the word of God is saying, this tongue, let's read one more time, James chapter 3 verse 6, and the tongue is fire, the world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Now somebody says, I didn't create the tongue. God did it. It's God's fault. God has given you everything good. We have to use it for the glory of God.
Yes.
Word 7.
For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
But every kind of beasts, means you can say lion, tiger, all vicious animals, you can think. All of those vicious animals can be tamed. That's why you go to circus. And there you see all the animals doing the things which some people have problem to doing it. But they do. They don't do because they want to do. They do because their master tell them to do. And so it can be trained. Any animal can be trained. But he says, verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Now somebody says, wow, if no man can tame the tongue, then I got freedom. I can do anything I want because I cannot tame. It says in the Bible, I'm a man, I'm a girl, I'm a lady. I cannot tame the tongue. I can tame my cat, a dog, but I cannot tame the tongue because it says in the Bible.
Yeah.
This word is not given there so you can have excuse.
Amen.
If the man cannot tame the tongue, who will? Say it.
God
can do it. It is impossible with man, but there is nothing impossible with God. So we cannot tame it. So then God has a plan to tame your tongue.
Amen.
That's why once you are born again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Once you are born again, something happened. What it says? It says if any man or any woman or any person being in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature or new creation.
Amen.
And then he says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things became new. So what happened? Then your tongue has to be new.
Because
all things became new means what? Tongue also can be new. So only happen when you are born again, child of God. You are new creation. The first Adam is dead. A new Adam is alive in
Amen.
You. Now you can say, I'm a child of God. Jesus Christ lives in me. Jesus cannot smoke. Jesus cannot drink liquor. They said, oh, he did in the olden days. The New Testament, Jesus doesn't drink.
Amen.
You know what he said? I'm not going to drink. You know the last time he had the Lord's Supper? He said, I'm not going to drink until I come in my kingdom. So right, that means Jesus or all his disciples in the New Testament, he gave the law, the commandment in the New Testament. We should not be drinking. If you drink, you go to hell.
Amen.
He says in the Word of God.
That's right. Amen.
So who wrote the book? But Jesus gave commandment to his disciples to write it.
Amen.
And they were written by the Spirit of God. If the Word of God says, if you are a drunkard, you go to hell,
true.
You will go to hell. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, it says, all liars
yes.
will go to lake of fire.
Amen.
If God said, he says, and he does. God doesn't change a word. If somebody says, oh, the other man is very famous, he's a good runner, he's an Olympic champion, he's a good man, and everybody loves him, everybody has respect, and if he dies, he'll go to heaven. Do you think his worldly things, what he did, God is going to consider? Okay, even though you are a bad guy, you did so many good things, come to heaven. It's not going to happen. Your righteousness in this world is a filthy rag in the sight of God. God doesn't care what you do in this world. God says, I want you to do something good, but you cannot do it your alone. If you do it, that is unrighteousness. But if you do it in Christ,
amen,
that is the righteousness of God. And the Word of God says, I have created you in Christ Jesus to do good works. We cannot do anything without Jesus Christ. So once you are born again, your tongue is born again.
Amen.
Your tongue is created new.
Amen.
And that's what the Word of God says. If you read Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, He gives us a new tongue. Please read. Mark 16, 16. Okay, just say 16, 17. Okay, go ahead.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
They will speak with new tongues. That's promise. When you are a born again child of God, you are renewed, you got a new tongue. But now if you want to speak in new tongue, you fill with the Holy Spirit of God. And say, Lord, let me speak with you. And let me speak the word of God. God gives you new tongue, new power, and He cleanses you. Your tongue will not destroy you, but will tongue will sanctify you. Because God has created us in Christ Jesus as a new creation. And so he says, but the James chapter 3 verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame, it is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Poison kills, right? But now when you are born again child of God, your tongue is new and your tongue will praise God. Your tongue will glorify God. And even though you do not understand when somebody says, well, I'm speaking in tongue, I do not speak with man, but I speak with God and I speak mystery. Yes. And that man will be able to edify other men. If you don't edify yourself, you won't be able to edify others. So as I said in earlier, when I preach to somebody, I should be preaching to myself. If I'm living in sinful life, I have no authority to tell somebody, don't live in sin. And so the Word of God is saying, okay, let's read the verse 9, James chapter 3, verse 9.
Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed the blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? There was a wise man and endued with knowledge among you. Let him show up good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom.
How we worship the Lord with the same tongue and curse the Lord or curse somebody with the same tongue? He says in the fountain where the water comes, it doesn't come salty one time and good one time and bitter one time and a sweet another time. So there will be a salty water, it will be salty. There will be good water, it will be good water, means giving a good taste. So he says all this nature can tell you they don't do the two things in one. How can we do the two things with the same tongue? Our tongue, God has given us to glorify His name. The Word of God says God has created us for what? To praise Him. That's the only reason God has created us. To worship Him, to praise Him, to tell somebody about Him. The Word of God says, last week we learned, if you confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart,
amen,
you are saved. So, if you do not confess Jesus Christ with your mouth, you cannot get saved. That means you believe Jesus in your heart and go and tell somebody, I believe Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. The Word of God says if you light the candle and you keep that candle on the top of a high place, you don't take the candle and put it under the bushel. If you do that, what will happen? There won't be no light. God has given you good tongue. He redeemed you, He changed your life, now you have brand new tongue. What your tongue supposed to do? Do good things.
Yes.
Bless somebody. Tell them about Jesus. Pray with them. Amen. Prophesy good things for them. Say, God is going to bless you, brother. God is going to bless you, sister. This your problem will be gone if you come to Jesus.
Amen.
And testify and bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you're born again, you better tell somebody.
Amen.
Let the whole world know that you are born again, child of God. Let's read the verse 13.
Who is a wise man can endure good knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works and meekness of wisdom.
Now, if you are a wise person, how do the other people are going to understand you are a wise man? Just think, I got all the degrees in the world. I got PhD, I got THD, I got DD, I got THM. All of these degrees I got. And there are some ministers, they got more than me. And so many people have so many degrees. And just think, you got a degree, but you don't open your mouth. And nobody knows you have a degree. How are they going to understand who you are? You dress up a man like a king. Maybe he's a cowboy. Dress up him as a king. Handsome cowboy. Look like a king. Put him on the throne. And everybody thinks he's a king. But when they're going to find out he's a phony king, do you know? When he opens his mouth, then they will say, he's not a king. That's what the Word of God is saying. The wise man you will know from his conversation.
Amen.
If you talk nicely, if you talk gracefully, if you talk the wisdom and the knowledge to somebody, then somebody is going to say, this man knows something.
Amen.
Don't look at my grammar. I make mistake because I was not born in America. When I'm preaching, see what I'm saying, the Word of God.
Amen.
I am preaching the Word of God. That is the wisdom of God.
Amen.
So the Word of God is saying, when your conversation, what I'm doing now, doing a conversation, talking to you about the Word of God. And when you see this man is giving Bible scriptures and he's explaining to me, then you know this man is what? Wise.
Amen.
He say, hey, he's bragging. I'm just giving an example. If you're living in a ghetto and you're not saved, you don't have to tell anybody I live in ghetto. You talk and they will say, what language are you talking?
True.